Hello, we're back. I'm back by myself. And I just thought I'd do another pull-out section on a couple things that I think are really important. And one, I wanted to give some ADHD parenting resources that I think are really helpful. I deal with a lot of kids that have ADHD and their parents, and parenting a kid with ADHD is super difficult sometimes, but you're dealing with a kid that's super smart and picks up on patterns very quickly. And it's very difficult to stay one step ahead of these kids. So a couple of resources that I think are super good are attitudemag.com. It's attitudemag. And it's got tons of parenting resources. There's resources for other professionals that work with families and individuals with ADHD, lots of webinars. And I just think parents need those resources. So use those. You can sign up for newsletters, watch videos, and they're really good because you have to stay on top of these really intelligent kids. And another one that I think is great, if you're on Instagram, Dr. Dr. Stephen Storage is a doctor who works for the Amen Clinic, who's one of the leading researchers in brain issues, disorders, function. And I love his resources as somebody with ADHD myself. I love the suggestions that he offers, whether it's supplements or, you know, actions you can take as an individual, but also as a parent. So I love his stuff, and easy to follow, short videos. And the next is 123magic.com. Their ADD work, ADHD work is awesome. Thomas Phelan is the person who taught me 123magic. And the thing that I love about 123magic is it's not a parenting program that is about controlling kids' behavior. It's about helping parents manage their behavior so it becomes very predictable for a kid, which is hugely important for a kid with ADHD because you pick up on patterns really quickly. And if your behavior isn't consistent, then they pick up on those loopholes really fast, and they will use those loopholes against you because they are really smart kids. So use those. 123magic is very predictable, which actually helps a kid with ADHD be a little more mindless, not have to be so conscious, because those patterns are picked up. It's easier for them to follow. It's easier for them to start having structure and preparing for their day. And it helps parents understand a little more. Their ADHD information helps parents understand a little bit more about how to work with those kids' brains instead of against them. And because we know ADHD is very hereditary, a lot of times parents start to understand some of their own chaos, and it helps them improve their ADHD symptoms, which transfers to kids by example as well. So check out those resources and feel free to ask questions. And parenting a kid with ADHD does not have to be a constant struggle. There's lots of resources, but you definitely have to do your work as a parent to understand how to work with these kids. They're awesome. They're not broken. And they really need predictability. You know, a lot of parenting programs, they talk about consistency. And that's not always, consistency isn't always a term that makes sense to a lot of people. But most parents want to be trustworthy parents. And when you say, if you clean your room, you get ice cream, kids learn that you're trustworthy. If you say, if you clean your room and you get ice cream, they don't clean their room and they still get ice cream. A lot of parents do that because, you know, they don't want to fight with their kids. They want their kids to love them. They don't want to push them away. But when you do that, you're also teaching your kids that you're not trustworthy, and they learn to use their actions to get what works for them, because yours is very predictable that you'll give in. And remember, when you say no to your kids, it doesn't mean you don't care. It means that you're teaching them that there are limitations in the world, because you're not just raising a kid, you're raising a future adult. So use those skills and tools and learn how to be more trustworthy to your kids, because trustworthiness comes from good things and consequences, rewards and consequences. So check those things out and have a great rest of your day. Jen and I will be back soon. Have a great day. And remember, like, subscribe, comment, ask questions, send emails, any of those things. We're happy to respond to them and answer your questions, whether, you know, directly in the podcast or in one of these full out videos. Have a great rest of your day and parent those badass ADHD kids and try not to rip your hair out. Thanks.